Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Reed. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Cusick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Conley. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Gene Conley. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Bowman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Roger Bowman. And now, play ball. Billy Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is hit by the pitch. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews strikes out. Two outs. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. There goes Cusick trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 2-0, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon, who is chasing the ball. Mueller reaches third base with a triple. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Braves. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Braves. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman strikes out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Billy Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-1 in the game. Jethro hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Reed moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reed scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's Braves, 3, Giants, 3. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Conley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Conley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mays takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Cusick applying the tag. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dark is hit by the pitch. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Giants. Dick Hoover now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Giants. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Billy Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-2 in the game. Jethro hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Dark moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hoover scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilhelm for the out. Mays scores. Dark moves to third. Westrum moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-3, Giants. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-5, Giants. Jack Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cusick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 5. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Dick Hoover. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-3 in the game. Jethro strikes out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Reed moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 5. The Giants will come to bat. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mueller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Westrum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Daniels pinch hits for Jack Cusick. Jack Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Dave Coslow now pitching. George Crow pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 5. The Giants will come to bat. Sibby Sisti now playing shortstop. Bob Chipman now pitching. Dave Coslow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coslow takes first base on ball 4. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Coslow moves to second. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-4 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott pinch hits for Hank Thompson. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Coslow moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Coslow scores. Thompson moves to third. Elliott moves to second. It's 9-5, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mueller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Deering now playing left field. Billy Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Reed is called out on strikes. one out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 4 in the game. Jethro hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Boston Braves, 5. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.